Beechcraft gets an ally in its challenge of the Air Force LAS contract. Three fatalities confirmed in the crash of a Navy EA-6B Prowler. And Bombardier's C-Series is moving toward first flight. This is Aero News for Tuesday, March 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Citing what it says is a threat to 1,400 U.S. jobs, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has called for a reversal of the recent U.S. Air Force contract favoring Brazilian-based Embraer over Wichita, Kansas-based Beechcraft. On February 27, 2013, the Air Force announced it had again selected Embraer and its U.S. partner, Nevada-based Sierra Nevada Corporation, for an initial contract worth $427.5 million to build 20 light air support aircraft in Jacksonville, Florida, for delivery to the Afghan Air Force. Florida is a right-to-work state. The union said in a news release that the selection process is now facing, quote, intense scrutiny, end quote, for choosing what Beechcraft and the IAM characterize as a, again quoting, significantly more expensive aircraft, end quote, in the midst of sequestration. The union says the Air Force failed to consider the impact on U.S. workers, the U.S. industrial base, and U.S. national security interest. The IAM represents more than 3,000 active and laid-off workers at Beechcraft, which recently emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. In 2012, IAM members ratified a new contract with Beechcraft that preserved pensions for employees while giving the 80-year-old company the needed financial lift for a successful restructuring. IAM President Tom Buffenbarger said, quote, "In the midst of an industry-wide crisis, Beechcraft partnered with its employees and union representatives to give this storied company a new lease on life. It would be a cruel irony if they survived the Great Recession, only to be mowed down by a misguided bidding process that favored a foreign nation over U.S. national interest." The U.S. Navy has issued an official release confirming that all three crew members aboard a Navy EA-6B Prowler jet assigned to Electronic Attack Squadron 129 at Naval Air Station Whidbey Island, Washington, were fatally injured when the aircraft went down Monday morning in an unpopulated area approximately 50 miles west of Spokane, Washington. The aircraft was conducting a training flight prior to the crash. The Navy says a safety investigation is underway to determine the cause. The Prowler can carry a crew of four, including a pilot and three ECM officers. NAS Whidbey Island is the home of all Navy Tactical Electronic Attack Squadrons flying the EA-6B Prowler and the EA-18G Growler. According to the Navy, the Prowler is a long-range, all-weather aircraft with advanced electronic countermeasures capability. Manufactured by the Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation, it is a twin-engine, mid-wing configured aircraft that has a side-by-side cockpit arrangement. The names of those killed had not been released by our production deadline. Bombardier Aerospace says that the C-Series aircraft is making, quote-unquote, excellent progress as the program readies to transition to the flight test phase in order to achieve first flight by the end of June 2013. Mike Arcimone, the president of Bombardier Commercial Aircraft, said, quote, "We are now focusing on three key areas that will lead to our safety of flight permit: static airframe testing, building of flight test vehicles, and on-the-ground testing," end quote. Bombardier also confirmed that it has introduced an extra-capacity seating option that will increase the CS-300 aircraft seating to up to 160 passengers, providing customers with additional payload and range flexibility, as well as increased productivity. The extra-capacity seating option, which requires the addition of a second pair of overwing exit doors, will be available both in production and as a retrofit should customers need that flexibility in the future. The U.S. general leading the F-35 acquisition program had some harsh words for prime contractor Lockheed Martin and the engine manufacturer Pratt & Whitney during an interview at the Australian Air Show. Lieutenant General Christopher Bogdan, who leads the $396 billion program, said the two companies are, quote, "trying to squeeze every nickel," end quote, out of the U.S. government when it comes to the Joint Strike Fighter. And while Reuters reports that he said it is not his job to be a cheerleader for the program, his words are being seen as potentially problematic for the program. In the 1990s, the Air Force was forced to dramatically cut its order of F-22 Raptors after politicians cut funding for the program. Some industry analysts say General Bogdan's comments could have a similar effect on the F-35 program. The Aerospace Industries Association is likening the implementation of sequestration to a hostage crisis, and in a statement released late last week, the association said, quote, "They've shot the hostage and the American people will take the hit." As March begins, sequestration budget cuts that former Defense Secretary Panetta has likened to shooting ourselves in the head are going forward, accelerating the real, though hopefully not fatal, damage to our economy and national security, end quote, the statement read. The statement continued saying, again quoting, "On March 27th, the continuing resolution for funding federal agencies through the current fiscal year will expire. This is the next major opportunity for Congress and President Obama to halt the crisis that our industry has highlighted for nearly 2 years. We urge our elected officials to use this period to put a stop to the damage that sequestration is doing to our country," end quote. When Aero News continues, you think your health care is expensive? The field is set for the world's oldest balloon race. And TSA, the best uniform sequestration can buy.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, March 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA has awarded a contract valued at nearly $1.76 billion over a 10-year span to aerospace engineering and information technology services company Wiley to provide comprehensive health, safety, science, and engineering support to NASA human spaceflight missions supporting the International Space Station, Orion, commercial space initiatives, and exploration human systems development. Called the Human Health and Performance Contract, Wiley will perform the work primarily at the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, with the aid of a corps of 10 subcontractors. The contract has a 5-year base award with 1 3-year and 1 2-year option. Wiley has been providing similar services to NASA since 1968, and with the award of this new contract, expects to provide critical support to NASA JSC until 2023. The launch of the 57th edition of the world's most prestigious balloon race is scheduled for August 24th of this year, and with the close of registration on February 15th, the field of competitive teams is now set. 20 balloon teams from 10 nations will launch from Nancy, France. Several of the countries will be represented by multiple teams. Each balloon team is comprised of 2 pilots. The Coupe Aéronautique Gordon Bennett is the most prestigious and oldest balloon competition in the world, with the first edition dating back to 1906. The goal is quite simple, to fly the furthest distance from the launch site aboard a gas balloon. The winner of each year's event has the honor to organize the competition in 2 years' time. Frenchman Sebastian Roland and Vincent Lay's victory in 2011 gave France the opportunity to host this year's edition. The lineup of competitive teams comes from Austria, Finland, France, Germany, Great Britain, Italy, Russia, Spain, Switzerland, and the USA. Finally, in what appears to be a classic example of Washington's spend-it-before-it's-gone mentality, TSA signed a deal for the manufacture of new uniforms for TSOs, some of them to be made in Mexico, just days before the sequester kicked in. The new uniforms reportedly will cost U.S. taxpayers about $50 million. CNS News reports that the uniforms amount to a clothing allowance for TSA employees that adds up to about $1,000 per year. But the new uniforms may last longer, as they'll be worn less under the sequester. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said the automatic spending cuts will be forcing furloughs of screeners and other TSA employees, making for longer lines and wait times at airports around the country. Napolitano told Politico last week that people should, quote, get to the airport earlier than you otherwise would. There's only so much we can do with the personnel, end quote. She also asked that frustrated travelers not yell at the TSA employees, saying, quote, they're not responsible for the sequester, end quote. Well, while it may not be advisable to yell at TSA employees, I presume it's okay to comment on how great they look in their new $50 million made in Mexico uniforms. while you wait in longer lines for security screenings. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.